This is the introduction to I Wish There Were Baby Factories by Julie Weinberg. January 1991. With my feet in the stirrups and the doctor buried under the sheet covering my legs, I stared out the window and tried to conjure an image of me holding a cherub-faced baby in my arms. I could almost hear the baby's soft cooing. "Ouch!" I involuntarily cried, jolted back to reality by the doctor's less than gentle insertion of the speculum. Dr. Jackson tried to soothe my nerves with his deep melodic voice.
"Just relax, Lauren. This should only take a minute."
"Right. How do you like a cold metal stick shoved up your..." I breathed deeply and tried to sink back to my daydream. Dr. Jackson removed the speculum and inserted what must have been his entire hand up to the elbow and started poking and prodding my lower abdomen.
"Everything feels normal. Nothing enlarged or out of place."
I would have responded, but I could barely breathe. Who knew a doctor could adjust your voice box via the vagina? Dr. Jackson disengaged himself from my insides.
"Go ahead and get dressed, Lauren. I'll be back in a few minutes to talk about what your next step should be."
Waiting to hear Dr. Jackson's sage advice, I thought about how much I loved my GYN. He'd introduced himself at my first appointment 8 years ago by saying,
"Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Eugene Jackson, at your service."
His unique emphasis on the first syllable had made me smile inside. His booming laugh had captured my trust. But as I looked at the poster hanging on the exam room wall, I thought it must be one of his jokes. It showed a picture of a developing fetus as it grew bigger and bigger inside a woman. And then it showed a picture of this little hole, which according to the poster would become the size of a coffee can. You have got to be kidding me. Dr. Jackson and whoever else had thought up this baby-making business had some sense of humor.